Hello, Central Baptist family, and welcome to our Monday, April the 6th update meeting as to what's taking place, what's going on, and specifically some highlights of our leadership team meeting that took place yesterday, which was Sunday, April the 5th of 2020. I want to go ahead and just hit a few highlights for you. I do want you to know that if you receive our emails, there's an email that has a more detailed presentation there, as well as our Facebook page. So if you get time, how about slipping on over to one of those venues and catching up on everything that's taking place and going on? Like I say, those mailings have a little bit more detail than what we're actually going to get into here. Just want to kind of give a few highlights. One of the things that we had planned on doing was having a drive-up Easter Sunday service in the parking lot of the Commons. We had gotten permission from Philip Cook, who is the property owner there, to be able to do that. And he said, as long as we had the blessing of the town, we actually got the blessing from the town. So that was looking really good. However, along with the governor's mandates, Guilford County actually was a little bit stricter than what the governor had actually put out as far as his executive orders. So Dave Smith did a lot of calling and finally got a hold of some folks. He talked to Mark Payne, who is the county attorney for Guilford County, specifically and pointedly asking him whether or not we would be violating the law if we did a drive-up service. We did come to the conclusion, as stated by Mark Payne, that drive-up services under our order were not permissible due to the health, safety, and welfare of our folks. So therefore, that kind of took one of our ideas for Easter Sunday off the table. But I do want to let you know that at least at this point, we're still going to execute our video services until further notice, just as we've been doing. You can view those either on our website, or you can view them from our Central Baptist Church Facebook pages, and we encourage you to do that. Beverly Allred of our finance team gave us a financial report from the previous week. The previous week's tithes and offerings were $8,415 of our weekly needs, which are $13,913. So we encourage you to maintain your giving. As usual, the office is open with normal office hours from Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to drop that off, you can do that. If you would like to mail it in, our address is P.O. Box 533, Oak Ridge, North Carolina, 27310. And if you're not getting out, we can certainly arrange to pick that up. We appreciate those that have maintained their giving and all the things that you've done to make Central Baptist Church continue to be able to function. Beverly also mentioned that the Annie Armstrong offering was scheduled to have an in-gathering this past week and this coming week, which would be Easter Sunday. But obviously, due to the coronavirus and us not being able to meet, we haven't really been able to do a lot of promotion. We'll try to give you more information as we have it available. You can still contribute to that offering. You can also just designate Annie Armstrong Easter offering to contribute. We'll try to let you know a little bit more about how we plan to go forward with that once we land on a plan. We do want to let folks know that if you've been coming by here, we do continue to disinfect the building, items such as light switches, doorknobs, anything that are high-touch areas, the restrooms, in the office area specifically where we're still functioning. The rest of the buildings are closed down at this point. They have been disinfected, but there's no traffic coming in and out of those. But we do want you to know that we are staying on top of things with keeping high-touch areas disinfected around the church. We also want to kind of put forth this. We're looking at all the possibilities of being able to keep people in communication and in touch the best way we possibly can. And I just put this out there as well. I kind of asked the question, is there anything that we can do on our end to actually help keep our senior adults a little bit more connected? I know a lot of them don't use the computer systems, those type things. We're really appreciative of all that Roger Howerton has done in being a catalyst to help people, to show them how to be able to go to our website, where you can find our services, where you can give online. But if there's anything that you all can think of that we can do, please call the church office and let us know. We'll see what we can do on our end, because we certainly want everybody that we possibly can to be in the loop. I like to use that term, in the loop, with what all's taking place and what's going on with the state of our church. If there's anything that you can think of that might be helpful, please do not hesitate to let us know, because we want to be there for our church. We also got a report from Tony on the Awana front. Things are getting pretty bleak. You know, they have a time frame as far as getting through their books. And there's probably not going to be anything more that's going to be able to be done through the rest of this year. The Awana year was actually would be coming to a close very, very soon. Tony is currently going to be in contact with the directors to check on book completions and see what awards may be needed. There is a plan to have a celebration and awards ceremony after the virus restrictions are lifted. We don't exactly know when that will be, so we just simply ask that you stay tuned as things just continue to change almost on a daily basis. It seems like we're kind of finding a little bit of a groove right now as far as to what these restrictions are and what we can and cannot do, and I guess you could say the dust is settling a little bit when it comes down to those type things. So we'll, again, try to keep you posted as we know a little bit more and as plans are made. One of the things I want to kind of let you know is that by way of announcements that you know, if there's anyone who would like to attend a virtual Sunday school class, I got to be careful how I say that. It's not that these Sunday school classes are meeting in person. They're not. But we use that term virtual because they're going to be meeting by way of the computer, by being online. So if you or anybody that you know would like to attend a virtual Sunday school class, and that's a video or audio based by way of the computer, there are several of our teachers who are hosting classes on Sundays. If you'd like to be a part of these classes, then we encourage you to do so. All you need to do is this. Just call the church office and let Debbie know the following information. We need to know your name, your email address, your cell phone number, and the class that you would like to attend. I'm going to give you a list of those classes that are currently up and going at this point in just a moment. But once again, that'll be your name, your email address, your cell number, and the class that you would like to attend. When Debbie gets that, she'll pass that information along to the teachers, and you will receive an email that gives you either a link or directions in how you can be in contact with that class in real time. The following, I want to give you a list of the virtual classes that are currently being offered right now. I do want to kind of add this little caveat. You do not have to fall into a specific age group to attend any of these classes that are currently being offered. We don't have the full host and full range of classes that we normally give on a Sunday. So if you'd like to attend these classes, despite your age, please feel free to do so. Now, let me give you the list of the teachers. And then I'll go back over again what the instructions will be. But teaching classes, and I'll give you the times as well. Kelly Joyce is actually teaching his class. His normal class is age group 55 to 64, but they're having a virtual meeting on Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. Once again, Kelly Joyce at 9:45 on Sunday mornings. Mike Nelson, who teaches the age group class 35, to age 44, they're meeting on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. That's Mike Nelson, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We also have Tony Price, who works with our college and career class. They are meeting on Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. Again, Tony Price, college and career, Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. Our middle school and high school, being taught by John Folsom, meets at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning. Once again, John Folsom, middle school and high school, meeting on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. By way of virtual connection. Now, also for our youth, David Gant, our student pastor, is continuing to meet virtually with our students on our normal service times on Sunday and Wednesday. So that would be 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday evening and 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday evening. So if you're our youth, David will be in contact with you. If you're not in that loop, then we encourage you to contact the church office. We'll make sure that that you get on the list. Pretty much all these folks, if you're not haven't already been contacted by one of these teachers and would like to be a part, really the only thing that you need to do is remember this. Call the church office. That's 336-643-7684. And you can talk to Debbie. Debbie knows exactly what to do. All you'll have to do is tell her who you are, give her that information, tell her what class you would like to be a part of, and she'll take it from there. Then you'll get a notification to let folks know what's going on and how you can connect with these groups. Also, I want to remind you that Easter Sunday is coming up this Sunday morning. Now, the virus may stop the bunny, but it's not going to stop the Savior. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We do plan to have our video services just as we've been having in the past on Sunday morning, but we're adding a little something different. We do plan to have communion as part of this service. We had ordered communion elements, the hermetically sealed communion elements, to be able to distribute to our church family by either delivering them or allowing you to pick them up at the church. However, because of the tornado that happened out in Tennessee, the warehouse was hit. Those obviously were not going to make it on time, so that order was canceled. But I do want to encourage you that as you gather around with your family, as you watch the service on Easter Sunday morning, have some communion elements ready. That could be juice and some sort of a wafer that you can use as I will guide you through communion this coming Easter Sunday morning. We look forward to having that time to celebrate. Church has never been about the building. It has always been about the people. And even though we might have restrictions that we're trying to abide by today so that we can make sure that our members are safe and healthy and happy, we can still have communion. So I want to encourage you to have that on hand as you gather with us this coming Sunday morning for Easter Sunday services, as well as the opportunity to gather around the Lord's table and celebrate the joy that comes through salvation by our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Finally, I do want you to know that if you need some computer help, obviously, if you're seeing this, then you know how to get online. You know how to be able to get our services. I want to encourage you to talk to those that are around you that may be senior adults or those who may not be able to access the computer as readily as you can. Let's do everything that we can to try to make sure that our folks are being able to connect. If they've got a computer, let's show them how to do that so that they can be a part specifically as we come into Easter. If you need some help getting connected and you're listening to this or you've seen it by way of email, please call our church office. We'll be happy to try to assist you, to walk you through so that you can be a part of seeing our services online as best we can. Don't miss out on Easter Sunday. Don't miss out on communion. Don't miss out on the Sunday school classes or the Bible studies that are currently being offered the best way we know how. And that is virtually at this particular point. So with that, I do want to mention that if you're not getting our emails from the church, you can go to our webpage. That is www.oakridgecbc.org. You'll notice over to the right-hand side of that page, you'll see a place that that asks if you want to be a part of our email list. You can click there, you can put your email address in, and you'll be receiving all this information written as well as by this video. In fact, this video doesn't have all the information. There's more information that's included in the written articles that have already been sent out by way of email, as well as already posted on our Facebook page. So if you have time, please go look at that. There are a few extra items in there that we haven't mentioned on this video simply because of time restraints. But anyway, thank you for taking the time to join us on our update, our state of the church on this Monday morning. I'm very thankful for those on our leadership team who have worked so hard and sacrificed so much to make sure that that our church is still going forward and to make sure that every need is met. Thank you so much. We love you, and we'll see you at Wednesday evening's Bible study. God bless you.